Just a brief introduction to Shir HaShirim. It'll be about 15 minutes. And Rashi introduces his commentary to Shir HaShirim by saying, everybody knows that Ein Mikra Yotzei Midei Pshito U'Mashma'o. He adds this word, Mashma'o, from the normal usage that you find from Chazal in the Gemara. He says, it doesn't mean that Pshat is the only way to read a text. That would be Ein Mikra Ela Kipshuto. Ramban points that out in his introduction. Ein Mikra Yotzei Midei Pshito means don't limit your perush to something other than Pshat. You can read the Pshat in 70 different ways, but one of them must be Pshat. Otherwise, you'll turn off the people who are listening to you. Then what does Pshat mean? Pshat, most people will say, the simple meaning. Right? Lahavshit is one of the malachos of Shabbos. It means to skin an animal. So lahavshit is the skin outer layer message. Right? The deeper message is the drash, lichrosh, lachkor, rishachkir, it's the dig, to go deeper into the meaning. I find that advertisements are very good at pointing out the difference between pshat and drash. Or humor. Humor, where you expect one thing in the pshat, and then all of a sudden the thing means something else. Right? When a mushroom walks into a bar and asks for a drink, and the bartender says, you don't serve your kind here. He goes, why not? I'm a fun guy. So what makes something like corny or whatever is that the thing can mean two different things. Which is the pshat and which is the drash? What would you say in this particular joke?
A fun guy is the pshat.
Right.
He's a fun
guy. I'm a fun guy. Why would bars like to have fun guys in the inside? But there is a... Oh, fungi. Oh, F-U-N-G-H-I. Oh, okay, that's fine. Okay, good. Okay, so if you understood how Rashi works in his Perush Al Torah, 20% of the Rashi's Al Torah are like this joke. Like, why did the Torah use this word when it should have used a different word? It says that God struck Paro, by Yinaga Hashem is Paro, Al Dvar Sorai Eishes Avram. Now, give me the best English translation of Al Dvar. Yes?
Over the incident, roughly.
Over the matter of, over the incident. So that fits the word Dvar. On the thing of Sorai. What was the thing? He took it home, he took her in. Right? So the best Mashma'ut. Now you're getting a good hint about what mashmut. Mashmut means the verbal meaning of the word.
Contextual?
Not necessarily. The verbal meaning of the word. Just look in the dictionary to the exact meaning of that word. Now, a dictionary will sometimes give you four, five, or seven different meanings of a word. Right? Pshat means the simplest, the one that comes to your mind first. You heard fungi. The pshat is the first one that comes to your mind. Right? Slight tangent. I once took a writing course in this school, and I was at YU, and one of the classes was dedicated to advertisements, which is similar to this. He brought in a big ad, he says, this vodka will leave you breathless. Right? What is the pshat of breathless?
Dead?
No. I can't believe that someone can spend money taking out ads for suicidal vodka drinkers.
That you'll love it.
I mean, breathless means...
You'll love it.
Meaning, I can't catch my breath. This is so good. It takes my breath away. Would everybody agree with this? Hello? Stay with me. Stay off your phone. Right? It takes my breath away. Pshat, right? I can't believe it means that. That could be another mashmahut of the word.
Oh, wouldn't that be pshat and drash? Be like, it's so good, I'm taken away.
Ah, but there was something he told us, this class, I guess you don't know this yet. Something about vodka is that of all alcoholic beverages that might give you whatever you want from drinking it, the best vodkas cannot be detected on your breath. You drink three shots of whiskey, some of those you've been drinking. You could drink a whole bottle of the best vodka, and it is not on your breath. You drank water. So you get it? This vodka will leave you breathless. It's so good. You see a deeper meaning in the word breathless. That's how advertisements sometimes work. You get it? Okay. All clear? I haven't heard it in years, but a commercial on the radio that said, it was about a woman who drove really bad cars so she could get stuck on the highway and meet guys who would stop and help her with the car, get their number, right? So she goes, oh, but now that I'm driving a Honda, I'm driving 70,000 miles without a hitch. Now, a hitch usually means a problem. A hitch means to tie something to another thing. To get hitched is to get married, to get tied to someone. Right, so 70,000 miles without a hitch. Meaning that I'm not meeting guys anymore because I don't get stuck on the highway. But you got me to remember it. That's what advertising hopes to do. Is to get you to remember it. Right? Okay? So that's the difference between the pshat and the drash. But mashma'ut. The mashma'ut of al-dabar means on the matter of. But now, give me the pshat of al-dabar. Because you wouldn't say it that way. Paro was stricken on the matter of sorrow. This is not Shakespeare. What did you say? Yeah?
On the speech of or the words of?
You're jumping to Rashi now. That's the drash of al-dvar. Okay. We just discussed on the mashma'ut of al-dvar, on the matter of sorrow. Pshat, the way Rashi approaches his parish to the Torah is that pshat should be the simplest, fewest letters to use as possible. What would be a better one word to use than al-dvar if it means... But first, tell me the pshat in English.
On the thing.
You wouldn't say that. Come on. Paro. Four. God struck Paro.
Four.
Four. Because of. For the sake of. I don't know. In Hebrew, there's four or five biblical words that could have been used here instead of two. Tell me them.
Bishvil.
Biglau.
That's not a cool Hebrew, though.
The more biblical Hebrew probably would be Ildot. But al-dvar is idiomatic. It's idiomatic. Its meaning does not make up the total of the two words in translation. We don't talk that way. Right? Now you can argue like Ibn Ezra does. Rashi, don't hit me with this. The Bible is flowery in its expression. It's repetitive. It's poetic. It's prose. Okay? So don't... Al-Dvar is a perfectly good biblical way to say this. But Rashi approaches the Bible from a different direction. You've heard of Occam's razor? In philosophy, right? Right? Always use your simplest word. If you use two instead of one, it's Gemara at the beginning of Pesachim. The whole first few pages of the sentence of Pesachim is filled with examples of this. Right? Where when the Torah uses more words than it needs to, there's got to be a reason for that. Okay? So Rashi says what Mr. Lifshitz said. Go ahead, make up a drash on this. God smote Paro
at the word of
Sarah. Now, if Sarah really had that power, she should have used it before he took her in. But okay. In other words, you see, Eshes Avram, she said to Paro, who made his move, Paro, please, I'm actually a married woman. What are you talking about? Yeah, that guy, he's my husband. He lied to me. He said he's your brother. He goes, well, he's actually my husband. This is what we do. He says, blah, 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 blah. So he goes, no, you're lying. He goes, listen. Okay, and so she was tipped up the window. We've got to hit him now. Whoa, whoa. Now hit him again. Alvar, Sarah, Esha, Sarah. Okay? Okay, is that pshat? Of course it's not. But does it fit the mashma'ut of the words? Yes, it does. And if you approach the Bible the way Rashi does... I can put that into my parish, which I consistently say is pshat. Right? This is Rashi's own grandson, Rashbam, wrote his parish because my grandfather did not do what he said he would do. His younger brother, Yaakov, Rabbeinu Tam, was also asked to write a parish to the Torah. He goes, no, there should not be any other parish written to the Torah. Rashi already wrote it. He's his older brother Shmuel Rashbam didn't agree. My grandfather did not achieve what he said. And Rashbam brazenly writes in his commentary to the beginning of Parshas Vayeshev that my grandfather admitted to me that had he had more time, he would have to redo his Perush because he did not succeed in his mission of Pshat. Okay. Rashbam writes this in his Hakdama to Parshas Vayeshev, which is very brazen considering the fact that Rashbam was 16 and Rashi died. Right? Okay, so Rabbeinu Tam did not really know Rashi so well. Okay, what remains for us is to learn why does he add the word mashma'o? Just for a second, from whatever you might know from Shir Hashirim, why would Rashi add the word mashma'o in Shir Hashirim?
Because so much more than Pshat. There's a definition of, like, you can't just
look at the shot. Right, so what did art scrolls do in his commentary? You'll see it in there. They don't translate the words.
What's commentary?
They translate it as if commentary.
Yeah, I can't say when they're translating this.
It's not your two breasts, it's your two luchos.
Well, past these bars.
It's the two staves of the aura that stick out of the parochas. They don't even translate the actual words. I think Rashi, by writing Mashma'ot, might be against that.
Also, Rashi will first usually explain the almost grammatical meaning and then explain what the...
You can always look at two Perushim in Rashi. You always say, why does he do the Pshat first, sometimes the Drash first, sometimes why does he give Pshat and Drash? One is compelling, why not give both? So this is the beginning of our introduction to Shir HaShirim, and in order, the pshat may be it's a story between a man and a woman, but this the pshat, if you want to say it's the intention of the author, right? The pshat is a deeper meaning, right? When Natan Hanavi told David about a rich man and a poor man and taking a sheep, right? You know that there's the message is not about two men. These men are fabricated. The message is about you, David, and Uriah, and the sheep of Bathsheba, and the men sheep of the rich man are your wives, right? So we're going to look at symbolic texts in that way in the beginning of next class. Okay, right, and we'll see a trend. How to use the story. Okay. All right, guys, if you have your questions here.